I'll be talking about humbling ourselves and confessing our own sinfulness. Specifically, I'm trying to nudge us closer to what I believe is God's will in the Bible. This requires balance, as most things in the Christian life do. We want to move closer to God's perfect will, but we don't want to move into a ditch on the other side of the road. When you come before God or people, does the Bible want you to lean towards appearing greater than you are or less than you are? Which side would be humbleness? Luke 18 says, "And Jesus told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee prayed, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other people, even this tax collector.' But the tax collector was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." In this balance of confession, would you rather lean towards the side of confessing your own sinfulness too much or too little? James 4 says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you." Romans 12 says, "I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. I am a sinner, saved by grace." How many of you would call yourself the same thing? I do sins that are seriously wrong, even after God has taught me how to stop them. It's me standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, O Lord. How bad is our sin? It is measured by how horrible the cross is, that God is crucified and the innocent Son of God dies. I asked Mike whether I could mention something he asked prayer for about 9 months ago. It had to do with him struggling to balance time between work and family. It was a confession of need in his own life, a realization that he was not following God's perfect will. It stood out to me as a proof of real Christianity, as opposed to a prayer request that a fake Christian would mention. This is the type of thing I'm encouraging us to do more of at Providence. People learn you are a mature Christian when you confess your need for God's help. Therefore, to not be a hypocrite, I need to confess something that I struggle with. Last week I asked prayer for my parents' salvation, which might imply that I'm trying to tell them the gospel in a loving way and they choose to reject it. That's not the whole truth, since I struggle with bitterness towards them for things that happened when I was young and for them not respecting me as an adult. My presentation of the gospel is laced with that bitterness, and I am a poor witness of God's love. God has convicted me of my sin and taught me how to be different many times, but I've only changed a little. I was a sinner when God saved me, and in many areas, I'm still a sinner in need of God's grace. You may have a few cautions with this subject. This confession is not to create crippling guilt, guilt that prevents you from being sanctified. That is not true confession. Also, you may think of churches that take this type of confession too far. Does this mean we should avoid the subject altogether? Does the error of other churches guide us in our doctrine or practice? As an example of this, I know of churches that take the doctrine of election so far that they don't worry about their own sin. Does this mean we should avoid the doctrine of election? One way we exalt and lift up God is to lower ourselves. If you humble yourself before God, you can move mountains, as long as God gets the glory. Let us pray. Father, guide us in a right thought, a right perspective on ourselves and on you. Teach us how great you are and how great our sin is, that it required Jesus to die for us. Let us worship you. Let us feel more desire to serve you because of the grace you have shed on us. Amen.